Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I want to thank all of you who are new to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking a risk on this podcast. I know that your time is so, so precious, but basically, all we do here is I read the Bible and then I pray according to the Bible. It's super, super simple. And I hope that it's a light in your day and it either starts your day off well, or maybe you listen in the middle of the day as you're commuting, or maybe it's before, maybe my voice puts you to sleep at night. That's cool too. As one who struggles with insomnia, I see the merit in that. All right. Today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 24, the whole chapter in the World English Bible. And it says this. He said to Moses, "Come up to Yahweh, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from a distance. Moses alone shall come near to Yahweh, but they shall not come near. The people shall not go up with them." Moses came and told the people all Yahweh's words and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which Yahweh has spoken, we will do." Moses wrote all of Yahweh's words, then rose up early in the morning and built an altar at the base of the mountain with 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of cattle to Yahweh. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. He took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "We will do all that Yahweh has said and be obedient." Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Look, this is the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up. They saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was like a paved work of sapphire stone, like the skies for clearness. He didn't lay his hand on the nobles of the children of Israel. They saw God and ate and drank. Yahweh said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commands that I have written, that you may teach them." Moses rose up with Joshua, his servant, and Moses went up onto God's mountain. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come again to you. Behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever is involved in a dispute can go to them." Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. Yahweh's glory settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. The seventh day he called Moses out of the middle of the cloud. The appearance of Yahweh's glory was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. Moses entered into the middle of the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I love this entire chapter so much, and it is astounding to me. And the first time I really realized what was going on, I was like so shocked and amazed, because initially it says that those elders and all the others were going to kind of taste of you, but they weren't going to see you. But then later we see that they saw you and they got to see the sapphire stone that the throne was on and under your feet, and you did not kill them. They got to see you. But this is where I get really like surprised. Verse 11, he didn't lay his hand on the nobles of the children of Israel. They saw God and ate and drank. They had a feast. And this is a picture of what will happen at the end of time as well. There will be the marriage supper of the Lamb inaugurated by the new covenant in your blood, Jesus. And so we just, wow, what a beautiful story. There are 70 plus 1, 2, 3, 4. So 74 people got to experience your glory and eat and drink with you on the mountain. And Lord, that is a picture of what our lives, that's a picture of the church. We are to be fellowshipping with one another. We are to be having meals with one another. We are to be experiencing the presence of you together. There is nothing better than your presence, but it's even more better when we experience your presence in community. And Lord, we also see in this particular passage your glory, your power, your might, the mighty thunder, the fire, the majesty, the amazingness of you. And so, Lord, help us today just to put this picture in our mind, what it might feel like, what it might have been like to have supper with you, but then also what would it have looked like to look from afar and see this consuming fire on the top of the mountain and knowing that your leader was up there communing with God. It's beyond belief, Lord, but I just thank you so much for that picture. And we bow before you, we love you, and we look forward to that day when we have that marriage supper of the Lamb. I pray all this in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, you'll receive a painting from me in your inbox. I sell these on Etsy, so there's some, a little bit of value there. And at $25, a secret podcast where I just share my heart and what God has been teaching me. And then at $100, I add you to my prayer team. And so thank you to all of you who support the podcast. I really appreciate it. And I just hope that today is a day that you contemplate the glory and the majesty of the God who loves you and gave his life for you.